Thank you, Yan.
You're very welcome.
And everyone.
Grandma.
Hello, welcome.
What should we have?
I think it's the first time I'm supposed to stand here. Before I say anything, I'm going to go straight into the Bible and read a couple of passages. The first from Psalm 102. I read about 2/3 of the psalm. Anyone can listen to me one verse and you read one verse, one verse. We didn't practice beforehand. A prayer of the afflicted when he is overwhelmed and pours out his complaint before the Lord.
Skoro, naslouchej, Hospodine, mé modlitbě, můj křik o pomoc kéž v tobě pronikne.
Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my trouble.
Svou tvář přede mnou neskrývej, den, kdy jsem ohrožen.
Incline your ear to me in the day that I call once and you speedily.
Naklon mi ucho své, den, kdy volám tě, pospěš, vyslyš mě.
For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned like a hearth.
Moje dny v dýmu ztrácí se, mé kosti planou jako pec.
My heart is stricken and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread.
Mé zbyté srdce je tráva uvadlo, ani si nespomenu na jídlo.
Because of the sound of my groaning, my bones cling to my skin.
Od námahy mého chvílení jsem na to zběhlý.
I am like a pelican of the wilderness, I am like an owl of the desert.
Pelikánu v poušti se prohlívám, jsem jako sýček v pustinách.
I lie awake and am like a sparrow alone on the housetop.
Nemůžu spát, a jsem s námi jak vrabec na střechách.
My enemies reproach me all day long, those who deride me swear an oath against me.
Po směchu nepřátel jsem denně vydávám, za blázna mají mě. Jsem pro ně nadávka.
For I have eaten ashes like bread and mingled my drink with weeping.
Vždyť jako chleba popel polikám, do svého nápoje se zde přidávám.
Because of your indignation and your wrath, for you have lifted me up and cast me away.
To všechno pro tvůj hněv, pro tvé hrolení. Pozdvihl jsi mě, abys mě odmrštil.
My days are like a shadow that lengthens, and I wither away like grass.
Mojich dnů, jak stínu ubývá, tak jako tráva uvadám.
But you, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations.
Ty však, Hospodine, na věky zůstáváš, po všechna pokolení krvá tvá památka.
You will arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her, yes, the set time has come.
Staneš, aby se nad Sionem smiloval, že už je čas mu přízeň prokázat, už přišel správný čas.
For your servants take pleasure in her stones and show favor to her dust.
Vždyť tvoji služebníci milují jeho kamení, nad jeho prachem jsou vnuky lítosti.
So the Gentiles shall fear the name of the Lord and all the kings of the earth your glory.
Hospodinovo jméno národy budoucí a všichni králové světa slávu tvou.
For when the Lord builds up Zion, he shall appear in his glory.
Až Hospodin znovu Sion zbuduje, až se ukáže ve slávě,
he shall regard the prayer of the destitute and shall not despise that prayer.
Tehdy se obrátí k modlitbě trpícího, tehdy nepohrdne jejich modlitbou.
This will be written for the generation to come, that a people yet to be created may praise the Lord.
Ať je to zapsáno pro příští pokolení, ať slaví Hospodina ti, kteří budou stvořeni.
And then just a few more verses from Zechariah chapter 8.
A pár veršů ze Zachariáše, a to bylo 8.
I'll read from verse 1 to 3.
Verš 1 až 3.
And then I will read the last verse 23.
A potom 23.
Okay, again, the word of the Lord of hosts came, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, I am zealous for Zion with great zeal, with great fervor, I am zealous for her.
I stalo se slovo Hospodina zástupu. Toto praví Hospodin zástupu. Horlím pro Sion, velkou horlivostí. Horlím pro něj velmi rozhořčeně.
Thus says the Lord, I will return to Zion and dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be called the city of truth, the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain.
Toto praví Hospodin. Vrátím se na Sion a budu bydlet uprostřed Jeruzaléma. Jeruzalém bude nazýván město věrné, a hora Hospodinova zástupu hora svatá.
Then verse 23.
A verš 23.
Thus says the Lord of hosts, in those days, 10 men from every nation, from every language of the nations, shall take hold of the sleeve of a Jewish man, saying, Let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you.
Toto praví Hospodin zástupu. Oni hned se chopí 10 mužů z pronárodu všech jazyků, pevně cípu rouka jednoho Judejce a řeknou, Půjdeme s vámi, slyšeli jsme, že s vámi je
Bůh. How many of you have just come back from Jerusalem, if you have been there?
Tak kolik z vás se právě vrátilo z Jeruzaléma? Vás to bylo?
Couple of you, right? So I've come with my family, some of my family, to this quiet Bohemian countryside.
Tak já jsem se vrátil do této klidné české krajiny z části své rodiny.
And we are living in an old lane.
Vidíme ve staré líně.
Swimming in the pond.
Blízko rybníka.
Lying in the sun.
Ležíme na slunci.
There are birds. It is peaceful.
Je to také poklidné, jsou tam ptáci.
And they have wonderful rain.
A máme úžasný déšť.
Yesterday morning my youngest daughter, her name is Naomi.
A včera ráno moje nejmladší dcera Naomi.
She prayed and asked the Lord to please send lots of rain.
A se modlila a prosila Boha, prosím tě, pošli hodně deště.
Because Jeda is concerned that there's not enough water for us to have a shower.
Jeda se bojí, že nám nebude stačit voda na sprchování.
We've come to a very peaceful and lovely part of the world.
Přijeli jsme do velmi poklidné, krásné části světa.
I come here almost every year with my family.
Jezdíme sem skoro každý rok.
And when our airplane takes off and leaves Tel Aviv.
A když naše letadlo startuje z Tel Avivu,
Quite often you can almost feel as if a weight is leaving you. We are living at the center of the world. It's also a very intense place. Last Friday and Saturday and Sunday, last weekend, as we enjoyed the forest, Hundreds of rockets were fired from Gaza.
Tak stovky raket byly vypáleny z Gazy.
Gaza is where Philip met the Ethiopian in the chariot.
A pak mimochodem ta Gaza je místo, kde se právě setkal Philip s tím etiopským vořadem.
And fell on and around Israeli homes.
A padlo to na izraelské domovy.
And tens of thousands of Jews had to spend the weekend in shelters.
A stovky tisíc Židů museli strávit víkend v bytech.
If you've tuned into the news about Israel, you would have heard about it, but otherwise, probably you wouldn't have known.
Pokud jste se naladili izraelské zprávy, tak se o tom asi slyšeli, jinak asi ne.
Because here we enjoy peace and quiet and rain.
Protože tady si užíváme toho poklidu a pokoje a deště.
And that was their reality last weekend.
A to byla skutečná věc minulý víkend.
This weekend there's another reality.
A tento víkend se stalo něco jiného.
When we got in the car this morning, my son, Jan, said to me, Dad, put on some music.
A když jsme se sešli ráno do auta, tak si povídal, nalad nějakou hudbu.
And I said, no, I don't want to play music right now.
Já nechci poslouchat hudbu.
In Israel today, they're not playing music.
Protože dneska ráno v Izraeli nebudou hrát hudbu.
The restaurants are closed.
Restaurace jsou zavřené.
All the places of entertainment are closed today.
Všechno se zábavní místa jsou zavřené.
Not because it's Sunday.
Ne, kvůli tomu, že je sobota, neděle.
Because Sunday in Israel is a working day.
Protože neděle v Izraeli je normální pracovní den.
I feel sorry for my children.
Což, škoda pro mé děti.
They had to go to school from Sunday to Friday.
Chodí do školy od neděle do pátku.
Sunday is a working day in Israel.
Protože neděle je normální pracovní den.
But today, beginning last night, is the saddest day in the year for the Jewish people.
Ale počínaje minulou nocí a dnešek je nejsmutnější den pro Židy v roce.
In Israel, our days begin in the evening.
Protože v Izraeli naše dny začínají večer.
Did you know that?
Viděli jste to?
Our day begins when the sun goes down.
Naše dny začínají, když slunce zapadne, ne když ráno vstane.
So on the Sabbath, which is the seventh day, it begins Friday night.
Takže sabat, což je sedmý den, týdnu začíná pátek večer.
And the reason, do you know the reason?
Proč? Máte ten důvod?
Because when God created the world, he said, and the evening and the morning were the first day.
Protože když Bůh tvořil svět, tak řekl večer a ráno. Byl první den.
Alright, so our days begin in the evening, and last night Israel began this day of mourning.
Takže naše dny začínají večer a včera večer začal den o smrti.
It's called in Hebrew Tisha B'Av.
Jak se to jmenuje?
It's the ninth day of the month, the Hebrew month of Av.
Je to devátý den měsíce.
And on this day, the Jewish people through the night have been reading from the book of Lamentations.
Židé čtou z knihy Pláč.
If Lamentations is to mourn, to weep, to cry,
to wail.
Jews in their thousands went down to a wall in Jerusalem.
Chodí v tisících ke zdi v Jeruzalémě.
And they read Lamentations.
A četli z té knihy Pláč.
And they wept.
A plakali.
And they've been doing that for 2,000 years.
A už to dělají 2,000 let.
I brought a book with me today.
Přinesl jsem sebou knihu.
It's a book that my children asked me to read them the other night.
O té kniha, kterou jsem četl dětem.
100 years of British history.
100 let britské historie.
It's a wonderful, well illustrated.
Je to krásná knižka s ilustracemi.
Book of all the last centuries of history in Great Britain.
Ukazuje to vlastně stovky, 13 století historie Británie.
I think there's probably one called 100 things you should know about Czech. This history is very familiar to me. It's familiar to me as a South African. Talks about the Roman conquest of the British Isles. The medieval years. When I was in Prague a couple of days ago, I went past some of these torture dungeons. Museums.
A když jsem byl v Praze, tak jsme chodili a měnili jsme i muzeum a mučení.
And it talks about the Crusades.
Mluví to o křížových výpravách.
It shows these knights in shining armor.
A jsou tam ty rytíři v tomhle svém brnění.
With a big cross on their breastplate and on their shield.
S tím velkým křížem na prsou.
You've heard of the Great Fire of London, right?
Slyšeli jste o velkém ohni, o velkém požáru v Londýně.
And the Black Plague that killed millions of people throughout Europe.
O černé smrti, o moru, který zabil tisíce lidí.
World War I and World War II.
První světová, druhá světová.
It's all in here.
Je to všechno v té knize.
But nowhere in any of this history.
Ale nic z té historie.
Is there any inclusion, any involvement, any connection with Jewish history?
A po celou tu dobu poslala ta studenti, tam není žádné propojení s židovským národem.
That is to say that after the Great Fire of London, for example,
například po velkém požáru v Londýně,
and during the scourge of the Black Plague,
a během mé morové nákazy,
when Jews were blamed for those disasters,
a to bylo dáváno za vinu Židům,
and Jews were slaughtered throughout Europe.
Oni byli zabíjeni, vražděni po celé Evropě.
It's not mentioned here.
Ta kniha se o tom nezmíní.
Not at all. When those crusaders went through Europe on the way to the Holy Land.
A když křižáci putovali Evropou do svaté země.
And I know quite a lot of you here in Czech, you know a lot about knights and crusader history.
A mnozí z vás ví hodně o rytířích a křižáckých výpravách.
And you have castles all over the place. Castles, you have lots of
castles.
More than anywhere else in the world, I think.
Víc než kdekoliv jinde na
světě. You know your medieval history, right?
Vy znáte svoji středověkou historii.
The fact that when those crusades took place,
ale skutečnost je, že by se tyhle křižácké výpravy odehrávaly,
Jews were slaughtered everywhere the crusaders went. is not included here.
Tak přivraždění žili po celé, všude kde šli, ale o tom se tady nepíše.
World War II,
druhá světová,
which saw the Jewish population of the Czech Republic destroyed.
Tak během té byly ničená, vlastně byly Židé úplně likvidovány.
World War II, which has the Holocaust.
Druhá světová válka přinesla Holocaust.
In the history year of World War II, there's nothing mentioned, not a word about the Holocaust. What am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that history as we Gentiles know it is quite separate, disconnected from the Jewish people's history. The Jewish nation and the land of the Jewish people are at the center of our Bible. The Bible is all about Israel. It's all about the Israeli kings and judges and prophets. And two-thirds of the Bible is about that nation from the time of Jesus. The gospel stories, which happened in the land of Israel, and Jesus comes as a Jew. So, the Jewish nation and their Jewish land, Israel, and their Messiah, our Messiah, is all connected to that people and that land and its history. But most of us Gentiles are disconnected from that people's history completely.
Tak židovský národ, židovská země, Mesiáš, který přišel jako Žid, náš Mesiáš, jejich Mesiáš, tak je to propojený, ale naše historie je jako oddělená.
Is it important? What I'm saying, is this an important, is this an issue?
To, co tady říkám, záleží na tom, je to důležité, hraje to roli.
I want to suggest strongly that it is important.
Tak já bych rád řekla, že to je důležité.
I want to share with you a conviction I have that the foundations of my faith, our faith, they are rooted in the land of Israel and in the people of Israel. The roots of Christianity. Jewish. Now, this is not news to everybody. There are movements in Christianity waking up to the fact that the Jewish roots of our faith once were cut off. And so Christians are trying to find those roots and learn about Hebrew roots. And something I would encourage. That is something I would encourage. Because what gets you out of bed on a wet Sunday morning and brings you here.
Protože to, co vás ráno v neděli při dešti na ráno donutí stát z postele a přijít sem.
It's your faith.
To je naše víra.
It's our faith.
To je naše víra.
It's our faith in Jesus.
To je naše víra v Ježíše.
His Hebrew name is Yeshua.
Jeho židovské jméno bylo Yeshua.
We love him.
My ho milujeme.
We want to worship him.
My ho chceme uctívat.
We want to praise his name.
Chceme chválit jeho jméno.
Give glory to things that he does in our lives, and for the things he does in our lives.
So that's why we to do our lives.
He is truly the center of our lives.
On je, nebo měl by být úplně prostřed našeho života.
And I hope for most of everyone here he is.
A já doufám, že to tak je pro vás, pro všechny.
The events that are happening in Israel today, the political events like the rocket attack last week.
Ty politické události, kterým dochází v současnosti jako ten rakety minulý týden.
There are signs that God is moving.
Tak to jsou znaky toho, že Bůh je v pohybu.
Preparing to send our Jesus back to this earth.
A že se připravuje poslat Ježíše zpátky na zemi.
The Bible tells us he's coming. coming back.
Protože Bible nám říká, že Ježíš se vrátí zpátky.
It tells us he's coming back to the land of Israel and to the city of Jerusalem.
Že říká, že se vrátí do Izraele, do Jeruzaléma.
And it also tells us that he won't come back until the Jewish people are all back in their land.
A taky nám Bible říká, že Ježíš nepřijde do té doby, než se všichni shromáždí do Jeruzaléma, všichni Židé se vrátí do Jeruzaléma.
And not only physically restored to their land, but spiritually restored to Him.
A nejen jako fyzicky se vrátí do té země, ale že se duchovně vrátí k Bohu.
Of all the exciting events that have happened over the last 4,000 years of history.
Všechny ty události úžasné, vzrušující, které se odehrály během posledních 4,000 let.
For those of us who have faith in the God of Israel, we are living in the most exciting time.
Pro z nás, kteří máme víru Boha Izraele, tak tohle je ta nejlepší doba.
It could pass us by.
Mohla by nás minout.
We could be totally disconnected from it.
Mohli bychom být úplně odděleni od toho.
And because our Gentile history is largely disconnected from it, many Christians don't really realize the critical hour of that we're living in.
A protože dějiny mnohých národů, našeho národa, jsou odděleny od židovského národa, tak by nám vůbec nemuselo dojít, jak jako kritická důležitá je chvíle.
But I believe it is a very critical time.
Je to kritická chvíle, důležitá chvíle.
And I believe for everyone of you in this room, no matter what your age, it's a critical time for you as well as a Christian.
A pro každého z vás, jak se tady, bez ohledu na věk, tak je to důležitá chvíle.
I think it was Dr. Derek Prince who said that the saints of God were never meant to be spectators or an audience.
Myslím, že Derek Prince řekl, že Boží svatí nikdy neměli být jenom diváci.
We weren't meant to just watch what God is doing and applaud Him for doing it.
Neměli jsme jenom tak sedět, sledovat, co Bůh dělá a zatleskat mu.
We are in the kingdom to be part of the kingdom.
My jsme království, aby jsme byli součástí království.
And I believe, I don't know whether I'm a meteorite. My dear mom, who went home a couple of years ago to be with the Lord, she sensed that I was an arrow.
My mom got ráda šla k pánu a říká jsem jako šíp.
But an arrow or a meteorite, I think this is a very important word to share, and that's why I do it.
Ale myslím, že ať už je to ten šíp nebo droper, tak myslím, že je to důležité, co se tady děje.
Jan Honza mentioned I was going to Australia in a few weeks.
Jan se zmínil, že odjíždíme do Austrálie za pár dní.
It's my fifth visit to that country in the last 4 years.
Fifth. Je to moje pátá návštěva za poslední pár let.
And I've been going there to encourage Christians to get involved.
A já tam jsem, aby pozbuzoval křesťany, aby se prostě zapojili.
With what God is doing.
Do toho, co Bůh dělá.
In Israel.
Izrael.
In the political. Was what he is doing in the political realm.
To, co dělá jako politice, politické rovině.
To be involved in that.
Zapojit se do toho.
Okay, sorry, sometimes English and Czech, the language structure is different. The main focus of my journey, of my visits there,
jakoby hlavní smysl těch mých cest do Austrálie,
has been to encourage Christians to pressure their government,
bylo, aby pozbuzovat křesťany lidi, aby vytvářeli, vyvíjeli tlak na své vlády.
To recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
Aby uznali Jeruzalém jako svoje, jako hlavní město Izraela.
And to put their embassy in Jerusalem.
A aby tam křesťanovali svoje ambasády.
Now, depending on where you are at in your walk with God, what I'm sharing this morning may be quite confusing.
Základ tom, kde vlastně jako byste, jak se na tom s Bohem, že to, co tady říkám, může být trošku motocí.
Because there are spiritual things that I'm talking about.
Ty duchovní věci, o kterých mluvím.
And then in the next moment I'm talking about physical, political things.
A hned v druhé chvíli mluvím o těch fyzických, politických věcech.
But the fact is that God is working in the political realm.
Ale pravda je, že Bůh jedná v té politické rovině.
And Satan is fighting in the political realm.
A Satan bojuje proti tomu v té politické rovině.
To oppose the purposes of God,
aby se postavil pro rozumě Boží,
as they relate to Israel and as they relate actually to the Czech Republic as well.
Těm, kdy se stavil vůči Izraeli a České republice.
The idea that nations would recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel,
takže ta myšlenka, že by národy uznali Jeruzalém jako hlavní město,
positions nations either to go and stand with God and what he is doing, or to stand against God and what he is doing. It was God's purpose that Jerusalem would be given to the Jewish people with the land. Our Bible calls Jerusalem the city of the great king. When our king was there 2,000 years ago, just before he left from the Mount of Olives, he said to Jerusalem, "You will not see me again until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" What Jesus was saying is in line with all the prophets in the Bible. That after the Jewish people had been scattered around the world and persecuted everywhere, and every possible effort made to destroy them, including, of course, the Holocaust. After that, they would come back to their land. And back to Jerusalem. And back to God. And then the king would come back. The battle over the land of Israel between Jew and Arab. The hatred that got 200 missiles fired into Israel last weekend. It's geopolitical, but it's really spiritual. Because God has brought the Jewish people back to their land. He has brought them back to their land. And some countries supported them in their return. And Czechoslovakia was right at the front. Standing with the Jews as they came back and began to prepare their state. And in this small little country in the heart of Europe, your country, consistently there has been pro-Israel political support. Many nations oppose the Jewish people in that land. The international community almost entirely is against Israel. Today there are only a handful of countries that are standing with what God is doing, actually. And your country is one of them. Even though it's secular, so secular. As I understand the way God works with nations, the reason the Czech Republic or Czechoslovakia stands so empathy with Israel.
Důvod, že Česká republika, Československo má takový soucit s Izraelem.
It's not just because of your history, your recent history.
To není kvůli vaší historii nebo vaší nedávné historii.
But it's because of believers in Israel.
Tak věřím, že to je kvůli věřícím v této.
When Františka came to the Lord as a teenager.
Když Františka uvěřila jako teenager.
When she went to the congregation of Dan Drapal.
A když chodila s kromážením Dan Drapal.
She didn't have a Christian upbringing. But at the beginning of her walk with the Lord, a love for Israel and for the Jewish people was planted in her heart. And Dan and his congregation and many others in the Novyan as well have preached and spoken about God's purposes for Israel. Many of you pray for Israel. It's actually a biblical commandment that we should pray for Israel. And blessing will come to us, to our lives, to our families
that we do.
There's a battle right now about whether the Czech Republic will stay with Israel or will join with the nations against Israel.
A v současné době probíhá souboj o to, jestli Česká republika se přikloní na stranu Izraele nebo mezinárodní komunity.
And this is something to pray into, and I would encourage you to pray for. that the legacy of Czech support and pro-Israel support will continue.
Aby pokračovalo ten dědictví, ten odkaz a české podpory vůči Izraeli.
And that the international effort to delegitimize Israel will not suck the Czech Republic into an anti-Israel position.
A aby jakoby ten mezinárodní tlak nechcucnul Českou republiku do protiizraelské postoje.
And very specifically, I would like to encourage you
a úplně konkrétně bych vám chtěl pozbudit
to make it a point of prayer,
abyste se o to modlili konkrétně,
that what your president, Zeman, is that his name?
Aby váš prezident, Zeman,
what he has said he wants to do,
aby to, co řekl, že chce udělat,
put the Czech embassy in Jerusalem,
přesunout českou ambasádu do Jeruzaléma,
that this will happen.
Aby se to stalo.
There's a lot of effort behind, there's a lot of work gone into this behind the scenes.
Probíhá mnoho věcí za scénou.
Many Christians, Czech Christians, have been praying and working with government officials in Prague.
Mnoho z těch křesťanů se modlí a spolupracuje a s vládními představiteli.
But it's not an easy decision to make.
Ale to není jednoduché rozhodnutí.
And if you have spiritual eyes to see this,
a jestli máte duchovní oči, aby se to viděli,
you will understand that if Czech moves its embassy to Jerusalem,
tak pochopíte, že pokud Češi přesunou ambasádu do Jeruzaléma,
the spiritual assault on your country will get very intense, more intense.
Tak ten duchovní útok na vaší země bude intenzivnější, zasilnější.
It's the nature of the battle.
To prostě takhle bitva funguje.
God is looking at nations and he will deal with nations depending on how they relate to the Jewish people and their land.
Bůh se dívá na různé národy a jedná se mi národy podle toho, jaký vztah mají k Izraeli.
And I really want to encourage you for the sake of your country.
A já bych vás chtěl moc pozbudit pro blaho vaší země.
That you would support this, this very straightforward idea in prayer, in fasting.
Abyste podporovali tuhle tu primočarovou myšlenku na modlitbách, v půstech.
And ask the Lord to keep the Czech Republic on the side of God, not on the side of Israel, but on God's side concerning Israel.
Abyste se modlili za to, aby naše země zůstala na Boží straně, ne na straně Izraele, na Boží straně.
There's a president in this world who is scorned and mocked and denigrated by most people.
Na této země je prezident, který je zesměšňován a mnoha lidmi.
Donald Trump.
Opovrhován. Donald Trump.
After he became president nearly two years ago now, he committed to moving the American embassy to Jerusalem.
Poté, co se stal prezidentem před dvěma lety, tak on byl oddán myšlence přesunout ambasádu do Jeruzaléma.
The attacks on him, on his, what he is and who he is, have been without let up.
Ty útoky na něj, na to, kdo je, jaký je.
There's no end to it, actually.
Nekončí.
There are many Christians, or rather there are many of us in Israel, who believe that God purposed Trump to be president of the United States at this time.
Mnoho křesťanů v Izraeli věří, že Trump se měl stát v té době prezidentem.
Not because we necessarily think he's a good man.
Ne, protože bychom si mysleli, že nezbytně je dobrým člověkem.
But because he is an instrument that God can use and is using.
Ale protože to je Boží nástroj, který Bůh může použít a používá se.
To align America with God's purposes.
Aby se Amerika postavila na stranu Boží záměrů.
Now, I'm not going to get into your politics here.
No, já se nebudu zapletat do vaší politiky.
But I just want to share objectively.
Objektivně se chci s vámi podělit.
That when, as Christians, we pray for our leaders.
Že když se my jako křesťané modlíme za naše vůdce.
We don't necessarily judge them by our standards.
Tak jsme, nebo taky nesoudíme podle našich měřítek.
We try and see if God has a purpose for them in His kingdom and pray accordingly.
Tak se snažíme vidět, jestli Bůh pro ně má místo ve svém království a za to se modlíme.
So just to encourage you to pray for your president and your prime minister and your government.
Takže chci vás pozbudit, abyste se modlili za prezidenta, předsedu vlády a za vládu.
No matter what you may think of them personally.
Bez ohledu na to, co si o nich můžete osobně myslet.
That they would keep your country in line with God's purpose and vision.
Aby drželi vaši zemi jakoby v souladu s Božími záměry.
Pray for your country.
Modlete se za zemi.
And pray for Israel.
Modlete se za Izrael.
Israel is in an enormous battle.
Izrael je neskutečně bitva.
And it's not just a moral battle.
A není to morální.
It's not just a decline of values and spiritual morals.
Není to o úpadku hodnot.
It's a physical war that's raging around that country.
Fyzická skutečná válka, která tam plíská kolem té země.
The longest hatred that has existed, anti-Semitism, is intensely focused on Israel.
Protože ta nejdelší nenávist, antisemitismus, je opravdu koncentrovaně zaměřený proti Izraeli.
And the threat to Israel is only growing.
Proti Izraeli a prostě roste.
Okay. However, I don't come with negative news, but with good news from Israel.
Ale já nepřicházím se špatnými zprávami, já chodím, já přicházím s dobrými zprávami z Izraela.
The country is booming. Positively.
Ta země se zvedá.
Infrastructure, innovation, high-tech industry, desalination, natural resources, new roads, new trains, the country is exploding with growth.
Technologie, infrastruktura, odsolování, všechno, co tady pomrváno, všechno prostě prosperuje, roste.
It's hard to believe that Israel is only 70 years old.
Těžko uvěřit, že Izrael je pouze 70.
But God has preserved them.
Ale Bůh je zachoval.
Despite the hatred, despite the wars.
Bez ohledu na tu nenávist, bez ohledu na tu války.
Prospering.
Prosperují.
And they are growing stronger as a nation.
Daří se jim sílí jako národ.
The psalm that I read, I'm going to finish with this. The psalm that I read.
Ten žalm, který jsem četl.
Psalm 102.
102.
It begins talking as it, the author begins talking from a position of pain and suffering.
Tak ten autor mluví se takové jako postavení bolesti a utrpení.
He expresses almost a hopelessness.
Vyjadřuje beznaděj.
Looking at the history of his people and all that they have been through.
Dívá se na historii dějin svého národa, na to, co všim, čím všim prošel.
Many Bible scholars can read about the Holocaust in Psalm 102.
Mnoho biblických vědců v tom rozpoznává Holocaust.
Read it again when you've got some time.
Přečtěte si ho znovu, kdyby ten čas.
The first block, the first part of it is all about the suffering, the hunger, the ashes, the starvation.
Protože ta první část mluví o utrpení, o prachu, popelu, o hladě.
But then it goes into something, there's a complete switch over.
Ale pak je tam ta naprostá změna, ten posun.
And the psalmist says, the Lord will arise and have mercy on Zion.
Protože tam se píše, že Bůh povstane a bude mít soucit se Sionem.
Because the established time to do so has come.
Protože ten stavený čas na to.
He will have mercy on them.
Bude mít jim soucit.
And he will bring them back.
Přivede je zpátky.
And he will watch over them.
A bude velmi pečovat.
And when he builds up Zion, then he will return in his glory.
Až vybuduje Sion, tak se vrátí ve slávě.
So they've come through a long, dark tunnel of suffering.
2,000
years. They've come back to their land. For God to do them good now. He will have mercy on them. And he will return to Jerusalem. The last verse in Zechariah
8.
Says that in the days we're living in, this time when he restores the Jewish people, 10 Gentiles from every nation take hold of a Jew. And say, we want to go with you because we have heard that God is with you. God is with Israel.
Bůh je s Izraelem.
He's preparing to send his son back there. And his spirit, I believe, is calling Gentiles.
A věřím, že Bůh volá národy.
To take hold of them.
Aby se jich drželi.
To pray for them.
Aby se za ně modlili.
To comfort them.
Aby je utěšovali.
To go and visit them.
Aby je navštěvovali.
Have been able to do. To keep Israel at the center of their prayers and at the center of their heart.
Aby byl Izrael jako by jádrem modlitby, jádrem srdce.